The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780, ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776, or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message to Aaron. He'll respond. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, 713-780-3776, or you can watch us on Twitch, comment there, as many people are. Appreciate all of you for tuning in today. Hope you're having a good Wednesday.
Good hump day.
A special edition, Canada Day version of What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Also, ooh, Bobby Bonilla Day.
Oh, geez, yeah.
That hoser got another 1.2 milli today.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen when the Mets go under. He's going to quit getting paid.
Yeah, that could well, they'd be in breach of contract then, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but it's just like anything else. You shutter a business, you know, you declare bankruptcy, you get some money.
You think they're going to do that?
I think. Well, right now, today's the wrong day to ask me.
Mets have a big, fancy new stadium. Unlikely they'd be ones to fold. But
They're also they're in a lot of trouble right now, apparently. And honestly, I'm extremely pessimistic about sports at this point, because I think if we wind up not having, or even if they start and then stop, I just think you're going to lose teams. I don't know if you'll lose full leagues, but I think you're going to lose a lot of teams that are in financial trouble right now.
Yeah.
But I don't want to think about that. I don't want to be negative. So
that's nice of you.
Somebody brings up it was 185 that he couldn't bench press.
Oh, okay.
832 says AJ Magenta.
No.
That's interesting. AJ Chartreuse. AJ Periwinkle. If that doesn't get you in, I don't know what will. That does have a radio name to it.
That's true.
AJ Periwinkle.
That could work. Yeah. I'll consider that one.
So,
it's not very manly, but that's okay.
You don't have to be manly. I mean, we're trying to get you in the Hall of Fame,
right,
dude.
You're right, man. I got to play the game.
It's not about, it's not about thing size here.
I got to play the game.
Exactly.
You're right. No, I get it.
Politics. Work it. Oh, and yeah, to the texter who wants to get rid of me, all you have to do is come up with $1 million.
You know the deal.
$750 to me, $250 to the company. That's it. I'm gone tomorrow. I mean, I'm not gone. I'll still work for the company. I just won't do radio anymore, and you won't have to listen to me. It's easy. And I know there's billionaires out there listening to the show, because we've got about 7,000 billionaires in this city. $1 million is nothing to you. That's not even a pinky in your butt.
Yeah, I got. Okay, that's one way to put it.
Oh, I mean, you're not going to feel a thing. AJ Vermillion. That sounds like a...
If I worked in Louisiana, that would work, I think.
Wasn't that one of the names of the guys in Tombstone, Texas Jack Vermillion?
I don't recall it.
I'm pretty sure, because that's the first thing I thought of, is kind of a gunslinger, AJ Vermillion.
Well, yep. That sounds cool, then.
See, I'm telling you, my brain is pulling stuff out of, I mean, some ridiculous stuff the last couple days. It's amazing. I don't know where it's coming from. Probably means I'm about to die, so I'm having all these flashbacks.
Well, although we probably shouldn't mention him, because apparently he was a Confederate Civil War veteran, so ooh, we don't want to get canceled by just saying his
name. Okay, so no Vermillion for AJ.
Yeah, let's go away from that.
Yeah. But so he was a real guy, though. There was Texas Jack.
Yeah, he was a real
guy. There was Texas Jack Vermillion and Turkey Creek Jack Johnson, I think, was the other one.
Jack Johnson was a real person.
Well, no, that was a different Jack Johnson.
He was a professional. He was a world heavyweight champion prize fighter.
Because there's the scene where Val Kilmer says, "Mind you, you're a Creek." One of the many memorable lines from Val Kilmer in that movie, which all of those lines are memorable.
He did a great job in that
movie. Yeah. I remember what I watched the other day, finally. Kill the Irishman. I'd never seen it. Have you seen that?
I've not seen
it. It's about Danny Green, which I got interested in again because I watched the Netflix series on Irish mobsters. Have you seen that?
No. Nope.
Pretty good. That's where they were talking about that scene with Billy Batts and how it actually happened, where the Get Your Shine Box scene.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot of that kind of stuff. And you know me, I'm kind of a snob when it comes to the mafia. I'm pro-Italian mafia. But there was a lot of that, obviously, because they all kind of worked together or were fighting. But Kill the Irishman, the reason I bring it up, Val Kilmer was in it as a cop, kind of fat Val Kilmer, which is what he's been lately.
He but for a person.
Really good movie, if you like mob movies. And I know you do. So
I watched a movie last night called Big Time Adolescence. Have you guys heard of this movie? With Pete Davidson?
Nope.
It's about a dude who's like, you know, this guy's like 16 years old. He's dating this chick, and her little brother takes a liking to this guy, and he's like, you know, 10. And the guy takes it. They ride roller coasters, and you know, they have a good time. He lets him taste beer, and he's like, "Oh, this guy's cool." Well, the guy and the girl break up, and this kid stays friends with the guy until he's 16, and now this dude's like 23, and he's a total burnout and kind of a loser. But he's a loser in the way that, like, if you were 16, you would think he was really cool. And he gets the, well, I don't want to ruin the movie. Decent movie, pretty good movie. It's got a little bit of Superbad to it, like that kind of. It's a funny movie. It's on Hulu.
Okay,
I would recommend.
All right, I will check it out because. Yeah, I've been doing is going back and watching movies that I either missed or just never watched. And like Kill the Irishman, I don't know how I missed that because that's right up my alley. And the Danny Green and Cleveland story. The one funny thing about that story is most mob hits, like in New York, Chicago, I mean, they shoot you. In the 20s and 30s, it was Tommy guns and. You know, you got later on, they just walk right up with a 22 and put two in your head. These guys blow each other up. Like, I've never seen more cars blown up in my life than not just in this movie, but in the documentary about them. It's like that was their go-to. Let's blow the guy up in a car or blow up his house.
Yeah.
So that's Cleveland Mob. Congratulations. That's how I will remember you, is guys who blow stuff up. Some other suggestions for you, AJ Gray.
Seems boring.
How about AJ Silver?
No, I don't like that either. Sounds like a porno name.
Yeah, well, plus people might think you're related to Adam Silver.
What about AJ Sterling?
That's not bad.
Right?
Yeah, AJ
sounds
Gold.
Sounds like a wrestler name.
Yeah, it does.
Well, maybe that's what I need.
AJ Burgundy?
I think
bleep
that's used
you,
up.
San Diego.
You know what's weird? Remember the other day I talked about the lime and jalapeno ruffles? Did I say that out loud on the show, or was that just on my Twitter? It must have just been on my Twitter.
Yeah, that was on your Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, let me go ahead and say it here. Lime and jalapeno ruffles are absolutely delicious. And I didn't know they existed until 2 days ago. And 2 days ago, I found them, and I was like, whoa, these are good. And now they're going to become a regular part of my life. I tweeted that, and now I went to Rotten Tomatoes to see what they thought about that Big Time Adolescence movie.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they give it an 85% tomato meter and an 83% audience score. So even the critics like it.
Yeah, well, that's... I care less and less about what critics think of movies on
and
there.
What's the ad? Lime and jalapeno ruffles.
Ah,
it's, and they're always
they must be,
watching.
They must,
oh, yeah.
They must be new, right? Because I've never heard
I think
of them.
They are new.
That sounds wonderful.
They really are good.
So do we need to have a taste test on air on Friday?
I mean, listen, there's...
What beer would they go with?
I don't know.
I mean, I'll be bringing beer and possibly other stuff.
Well, actually,
So what weed do they go
with? We're not going to do that on Friday. We're actually all... None of us are going to work on Friday. I decided today.
Oh, really? Okay.
I sent out an email. I guess you haven't looked at it yet.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. I sent out the email.
Was it just your regular email?
Yeah.
Yeah. I apologize. I haven't been reading those because there's nothing that really pertains to me.
Okay.
Because I mean, I haven't taken any vacation or anything. So, and we don't have any road shows.
Well, because it was just going to be, at first I thought the morning show was going to be off. So I found a replacement for the morning show.
Okay.
Okay. No big deal. And then Josh is going to be gone. And I was like, okay, I found a replacement for Josh. And then Joel's babysitter fell through. So now Joel and Charlie are going to be off. And I was like, oh.
But Charlie needs a babysitter too?
No, Charlie didn't want to work. He said basically, like, if there was a... if there were sports, he would do the show, but Charlie hates doing shows right now with no sports. So I said, you know what? We're just going to run national that day. So you guys can send all complaints to me. I'll take them. Here are the flavors of Ruffles right now that you can get in the United States. Au gratin.
That sounds horrible.
It's actually pretty good. Sour cream and onion.
I hate sour cream and onion, except the sour cream and onion wings at Big City Wings.
Those are delicious.
For some reason, I love those, but sour cream and onion chips do not do it for me.
Barbecue.
Always love barbecue.
This, and it's funny, I hate sour cream, but I like sour cream and onion chips.
That's interesting.
Cheddar and sour cream Ruffles are maybe the king of the castle. You've had those, right, Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are delicious.
I have not had those.
Cajun.
Okay, that sounds good.
Molten buffalo wing.
Molten?
Yep.
That I'm guessing that means really, really hot.
Probably.
Yeah.
Loaded chili and cheese.
I'd try that.
Tapatio limon. There are, and now the there's two new ones. It's the they used to have the ketchup flavored ones.
Yeah, that's
gross.
God, those are nasty. And
now they're only sold in Canada.
Well, and my wife loves friggin' ketchup chips and has to bring them back every time she goes. And I mean, it just sounds hideous. And I tried one once because, you know, I'm not going to sit here and rip on something without at least giving it a try. And oh my God, it tastes like ass. I was just like, dude, I am out on this. I'm so out.
And now they have the a jalapeno lime, and they also have a jalapeno ranch.
Yeah, I don't like ranch at all.
See, again, I don't like ranch dressing, but like I like cool ranch Doritos. I think they're delicious.
Yeah, those are actually really good. But it's hard to get me to try something like that, though, because it's got ranch in the name.
I know. You're like a kid.
Pretty much.
We've talked about this a lot. Yeah. Your dietary habits are very childlike, and if it says something in the name of the item, you're like, I'm out on that.
Well, you're not going to eat ketchup chips for the same reason.
No, I would only eat ketchup chips because I don't like them. I like ketchup and I like chips.
But if you've never tried them.
I just like them separately. No, I've tried them.
No, but would you try them right now if I said, hey, these are really good ketchup chips that you've never had before?
No.
Okay, so there you go. It's no different.
It is different because I've tasted ketchup chips and don't like them. You're saying you wouldn't taste cheddar and sour cream chips because it's got sour cream in the name.
Pretty much.
That's different.
But if there's like a bowl of them at a party, I would, you know, I'd probably try one. It's not that different.
Maybe I can come in with several bags and we can do a blind taste test and that's see not, what the
that's,
best.
That's not a bad idea.
What I the like best it. Ruffle is.
By the way, somebody said our first hour sounded like we were doing Joel and Charlie's show.
We are Joel and Charlie Jr. I hate to tell you guys this. There is no Joel and Charlie show. The truth is, Fred and I just do two shows a day, and we've been suckering you all along.
And the nomenclature of... never mind. Let's just take a break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Remarkable!
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A shout out to my guys, Jerry Bow and Josh Jordan, who filled in the last 3 days on the bench. Did a really good job, man. Proud of those
guys.
They
kiss your ass so much when they're on the air.
No, those are my guys, man. I mean, they kiss your ass too.
No, not mine. Oh, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Fred.
Oh, stop it. And I like helping people. It's one of the best things about this job is seeing people develop. 281, real genius Val Kilmer, Jim Morrison, The Doors Val Kilmer, or Tombstone Doc Holliday Val Kilmer?
Doc Holliday.
Yeah,
Doc Holliday.
No, yeah, that's not even
and second best Val Kilmer is Heat Val Kilmer. Third best Val Kilmer is Goose.
No, I think you're leaving off.
Iceman?
I know he was Iceman, not Goose.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Iceman with Slider behind him. That movie was such a metaphor. Goose behind Maverick. Yeah. You can be my wingman anytime. Now he was good in that, but underrated role, Top Secret. I don't know if you ever saw that.
Seen it. Yeah.
But it was like an airplane type movie. It was pretty funny. He was really good in that. Somebody asked, have you seen Vikings and The Last Kingdom? And if so, which one do you like better?
I haven't seen The Last Kingdom.
I like Last Kingdom. I think I probably prefer Vikings, but Last Kingdom's really good. And it's more recent, and it's in my head more recently. People still trying to put colors on you. AJ Teal.
No, that's horrible.
Yeah. Somebody said, AJ's right. Big Time Adolescent is very good.
So. Worth a watch. How about, are you excited about the reboot of Beavis and Butthead?
Not really.
Did you like Beavis and Butthead?
I did like Beavis and Butthead, but I mean, I wasn't a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was older.
Aaron, were you even old enough to enjoy Beavis and Butthead when it was first out?
Yeah, there were some, like a few jokes that went over my head at the time, but I still enjoyed it when I was a child.
I loved Beavis and Butthead. And it was, I mean, I'm of the age where it was right in my wheelhouse because I was at that stupid age where I was doing stupid stuff, not quite as stupid as what they were doing, but, you know, on my way. I thought it was just such a brilliant show. I'm worried that it's going to be ruined.
Yeah,
but
it's one of those that it was so clever.
Oh,
it would brilliant. Be like redoing The Simpsons to me, even though it didn't run as long as The Simpsons has. The Simpsons still going.
People don't realize the cultural impact that like it was incredibly relevant in the 90s. Like, you might think I'm kidding if you're not of that age. It was mega huge. I'm trying to even think. It was a
cultural thing. It was.
South Park lasted longer.
Yeah.
But it was South Park big. I mean, it was.
It was bigger than South Park.
It probably was. Yeah.
I think to me, it's even bigger than Rick and Morty is now at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bigger.
Like, outside of The Simpsons, and I guess maybe Family Guy's gotten into that conversation, I don't know that there's been, like, an adult-themed cartoon that's been as big as Beavis and Butthead were.
Yeah, well, I don't even think Family Guy's was bigger than that. I mean, I think people forget, because that was one of those things that just absolutely exploded. It was the thing. And I think it's the biggest one, but... Yeah, you can make a case for The Simpsons, but it's also because The Simpsons have been there for 30-something years. 832 says, wow, no love for Kiss Kiss Bang Bang Val Kilmer. He was good in that, but that was more Robert Downey Jr., I think, that made that movie. I mean, he was good, but it's hard to find something that Robert Downey Jr.'s in, other than Dr. Doolittle, that isn't really good. And stop with the Saint and stuff. That doesn't matter what movie you say that has Val Kilmer in it. Not a better role than Tombstone.
It's just, it's just like Heath Ledger's Joker. Whatever you like best,
yeah.
He just didn't do anything better than that.
Oh, he was so great in The Patriot. Not going to hear it. Everybody has that one role, and that was Val Kilmer's. And it's Mr. Fred, you have to watch Unacknowledged. It will satisfy your alien kick. I watched it. And honestly,
you've watched almost everything.
Oh God! What else is there to do?
I know. You're just a master.
And I've been taking a little time off from doing, you know, other stuff around here because I'm about to embark on some very big projects. So it's kind of like a mini vacation, except for the show. And so I'm watching a lot of TV. I'm playing a lot of Golf Clash, playing a little poker with the guys. I'm just trying to rest up a little bit because once things change a little bit, we've got some really fun long-term stuff planned around here. Nothing to do with the radio station. I mean, it's the company, but I'm going to be busy as hell. And so trying to just chill a little bit. 713. Yeah. Somebody says, how's it ever going to work? People are too sensitive now about Beavis and Butthead. Yeah. Well,
has South Park softened?
Yeah.
Are they big enough that they can't be canceled? Because
I don't know.
They hurt feelings all the time.
I know, but I don't know that South Park still has that kind of gravitas. You know, I think it did for a while. People still watch it, but Rick and Morty with the 9/11 thing, that set off a bleep storm, which, man, I thought it was fun. What was really funny about that, the very next episode, they came back with another joke, said, hey, at least we didn't do 9/11.
They doubled down.
No, it was something about a parallel universe where 9/11 never happened.
Ah.
That's what it was. It was more clever than that. But yeah. And somebody said, real genius was Great Kilmer. It was. That was. I wonder what. You know, it's another thing, too. I always wonder what happened to actors. Like the little dorky guy who was sort of the main character in Real Genius. Did you ever see him in anything again?
No.
And sort of the weird girlfriend who was not really hot, but kind of sneaky sexy because she was weird. Never saw her anything again either.
You know, if you go back and look at the older brother in E.T., not Elliot, but his older brother, it looks, I mean, obviously Drew Barrymore's in that movie, and you see Drew Barrymore and you go, oh, that looks like Drew Barrymore, but just as a child. Elliot's older brother looks like Jesse Eisenberg when he was a kid.
Hmm.
And it always throws me up because, and then I was doing the math in my head. I was like, there's no way that's Jesse Eisenberg. And then I started thinking, I wonder if it's actually Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, because he did such a good job of portraying him. I was like, maybe that's him.
No, so, so all these Bergs are the same, you're saying?
It's some guy I've never heard of, but he looks just like Jesse Eisenberg, the guy that played Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network and the guy that played Lex Luthor. In the I forget which Superman
Man
movie it was. Yeah,
and he was also at the end of Justice League,
and he's in Zombieland.
Yeah,
I mean
that those Zombieland movies are hilarious, man.
But look at that kid from E.T. and tell me, oh, that's Jesse Eisenberg as a kid. And if it were made, you know, 10 years later, maybe it could have been. But it does the math doesn't add up.
254 says, y'all are high. Beavis and Butthead was nowhere near as big as South Park or as good. I mean, that's your opinion on whether or not it's as good. But that was, I'm telling you, Beavis and Butthead was Sopranos big.
It was massive.
Everybody was going around imitating him and quoting them. And I mean, it just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was the biggest thing in the 90s.
You could not go into a bar without people doing Beavis and Butthead. And what was funny was, it was kind of the same concept that MST3K had, where they would sit and watch movies and comment on them.
Yeah,
and I loved MST3K, and then when Beavis and Butthead came along, it took it to a different level. Plus, MTV was a different culture then. It was an influencer, not like it is now, really. I mean, and whether you like it or not, it's kind of immaterial. But it was a pop culture phenomenon. So Heath Ledger's best role is Brokeback Mountain, sir. Oh, disagree. He was great in it. But I'm going to go with Joker, period. The role killed him. You know? Okay, that's probably two in a... So what are we up to? Four?
Back to back.
Yeah. So South Park ended all their episodes last season with hashtag cancel South Park, so they still don't care. So, remember the Beavis and Butthead Marathon days where they'd play B&B episodes all day and all you did was sit in the living room, watch all day, do bong hits with your roommates and laugh your ass off. Yeah. Willow. Willow is a Val Kilmer role.
Willow sucks. I never understood why anybody liked that movie.
Well, it had a little person. If it's got a little person in it, I'm down. I even watched some stupid train movie because it had Peter Dinklage. I don't even know what it was called. Somebody will know it. But it was Peter Dinklage and the dude who played the stepfather in Ant-Man. He's in a bunch of stuff. I can't ever remember his name. Plays a mob guy all the time. And some chick. And it was just them walking train tracks and becoming friends. It was just horrible. But it had Peter Dinklage. And if you've got a little person in your movie, I'm going to watch.
This was I remember this for some reason that Beavis and Butthead, there was a stretch where they had to take the word fire out of all the episodes. because some kid burned his house down and blamed it on Beavis and Butthead. It like killed his little brother or something. And so MTV, like, A, they had to start playing. You could only watch it late at night after that.
Yeah.
And they got rid of all the, like, where Beavis used to always go, fire, fire.
Yeah.
Like, he got rid of that. And, but because of, like, I'm telling you, and like, they talked about it in Congress because the guy called him, like, Beaver and Buffcroft or, yeah. I mean, some stupid stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it was, if you weren't.
Well, I was older than you, but for your age there especially, it went way beyond that. I mean, it was just a phenomenon.
All right. I got to tell you about Carbach, the delicious, sweet, sweet nectar that Carbach makes. They've got the Lil Cella. If you're watching your figure like I am, 96 calories. How about that? 96 calories per can. If you drink 20 cans, you're still under the Surgeon General's recommended calorie intake for the day. So that could be your breakfast, drink 5 cans. Lunch, 5 cans. Dinner, 5 cans. Fourth meal, 5 cans. That's a day right there. And you still got some leftover. You could probably eat some sunflower seeds. But either way, they've got something for everybody. The Vive Cella has a little salt, a little lime to it. Really delicious stuff. And, of course, all the IPAs. They've got the Hopadillo, of course, the Rodeo Clown if you want to go something heavy. Or the Light Circus, which is the hazy IPA, which I find really, really tasty. There's something for everybody with Carbach. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See everything that's going on at the brewery, in the tap room, which is still open right now, by the way. And you know, when you're out about at your grocery stores, make sure you stock up on some Carbach.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 781 brings up that Val Kilmer played Elvis in True Romance, his worst role. That was a really bad Elvis.
Not great.
Yeah. And somebody says, Real Genius Weird Girl was Goose's girlfriend in Revenge of the Nerds.
Didn't know that. You learn something new every day, I guess.
If you didn't know, now you know. I'm going to have to go look that up. Somebody says the kid in Jurassic Park is the bassist on Bohemian Rhapsody.
Really?
I have to go look that up. Somebody said Beavis and Butthead launched a career of White Zombie. If your band got roasted by Beavis and Butthead, you got some serious exposure.
That is factual. I don't know if they started White Zombie or if they started the career of White Zombie.
The Station Agent was the name of the Peter Dinklage movie, by the way. I knew the listeners would
come through.
Yeah. And I was I wrong about that movie, or was it just kind of truly awful?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, I'm asking the guys who were responding to me. So somebody said the Beavis and Butthead Super Bowl halftime shows were fantastic as well. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody said, just had to put down our family boxer and watch my teenage son melt into a lost little boy. I need you guys to bring it this afternoon.
Damn.
That sucks.
That's the worst.
It is the worst. And, man, I'm getting a little worried about Derby now because she's 13. She's moving a lot slower. And, you know, and when you got kids involved, like we had to put down my golden, that was the worst because my kids were really young. So
I had to make a decision, like, when I took my – I lost both my dogs within like 6 months of each other a couple years ago. And when I got to the vet we knew like we had some time with the first one and you know, the kids kind of, it sucked for sure. But the kids kind of accepted it. And you know, the second one came on kind of by surprise And I took him to the vet to get him checked on, and they were like, yeah, we're going to have to put him down. And I had to make the decision of whether or not to call my wife and have the kids come say goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, and I did, because I told myself, I said, what would you have wanted when you were a kid? And I would have been pissed at my dad if he hadn't.
Yeah.
If he hadn't told me. So I brought him, and it was, as you would expect, devastating. Like, they wake up thinking, oh, it's all good.
Oh, and those dogs had been there their whole lives, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So,
I had both those dogs before I had kids.
Yeah. That's, well, you know, we'll do our best to cheer you up. Gary says, how about AJ Chocolate ties in with Chocolate Braveheart? That might work.
That could work. I feel like that would get me some pub.
I think that might work.
What about AJ Caramel? Not caramel, caramel.
Caramel.
What if you just go to all initials and just make it AJCB?
Yeah, that could work.
Chocolate Braveheart.
What if I just got rid of the whole AJ Hoffman thing?
Well,
and I went full-time Chocolate Braveheart.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe that's what you should be. Because all these guys who are in here, they're not using their real names.
That's true.
I should just be Falcon.
That's a good idea. Except the Avengers already took that.
No, I had it before him.
I don't think so.
Eh. I had it before the movies, maybe not the comic books.
Well, yeah, but I think they...
But I could be something like, you know, I just create a different last name. Or I could be, how about this? I'll be Maximilian Falcon.
No.
Max Falcon. I like it.
Well.
Yeah.
That could work.
Max Falcon. That sounds pretty badass.
My wife just texted and said, WTF is Chocolate Braveheart.
Oh, I guess,
babe, that's been my nickname on the show for the last, what, 2 years?
At least a year.
It's become very popular. Yeah. It's catching on.
He's very famous.
Got T-shirts made. They're spread all around the city.
Yeah, it's like him with his sword up in the air and in one hand and a Hershey bar in the other.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a shield made out of Hershey.
somebody says the Peter Dinklage scene in Elf is classic. 3 years of emptiness, bliss gone to hell when college-age kids move back. Worse than homeschooling little ones.
Man, that's happening for a lot of people. Like,
yeah.
You know, kids coming home from college or like even grown-ass kids losing their jobs, I think, moving back in with their parents. I mean, honestly, thank goodness Corona hit now and not when my kids are in college.
713, Maximilian Falcon sounds like a Spanish Bond villain. If I made it Falcone. Yeah,
that's actually
yeah, good. Maximilian Falcon. But I like Max Falcon. That sounds like I don't know what it sounds like, but it sounds pretty good. See, this is gonna work. We just got to come up with something for you.
What? I mean, I'm set.
Okay. Okay.
But Chocolate Braveheart and the Falcon doesn't sound like a
no,
good show.
I don't know that Chocolate Braveheart is the one you want.
You don't think so?
No, I think there's something to be done with chocolate.
Huh.
And you can't do Chocolate Thunder.
No, that's been done.
Yeah, I think you
could
need...
I do Chocolate Lightning?
No.
The Chocolate Hurricane?
See, I think what here's what we've hit on.
Maybe I should take my nickname based off the lime jalapeno ruffles. Maybe I should be it could be Falcon and the lime jalapeno ruffles.
See, I think here's what we've hit on that works for these guys. You have like one kind of weird name, like Falcon, and then one normal name, like Max. So you would have like a normal human name, and then you know something like John Greyhound,
ooh.
Something like that. You know, combine the two.
That's AJ Honey Badger.
I'm less impressed with Honey Badgers now that I saw that. Cheetah kicked the crap out of one on Animal Fight Night.
AJ Beaver.
That's
what if that's I instead of AJ, I get what if I get away from AJ and I go more to my roots because I am an Arthur. What if I go Art? If like,
oh, there's all kinds of stuff you can put behind Art.
Art Chocolate.
Art Chocolate works.
Art Disco. Max Falcon and Art Disco. Falcon in the Disco.
Maybe.
Corey's got a nickname for me.
Okay.
What do you got, Corey?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
So I got a name. Let's go with Falcom and the Aluminum Brother.
The Aluminum Brother. I don't know what that means, Corey. I'm not going to lie. Can you expound?
Because normally, like, you're kind of universal. But when you get hot, you get a little dark.
Ooh.
The Aluminum Brother, bro.
Okay. Well, that's something to consider. I think anything with brother in it, or really chocolate, in 2020, it's probably not going to fly for me as a white man. We may need to move on from that.
I mean, there's white chocolate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Lex Aluminum.
Where does Lex come from?
I like Lex. It's like Lex Luthor.
Well, why didn't you name your son Lex?
Because I didn't like it that much, and it wasn't my choice. I mean, this ought to tell you everything you need to know about that marriage. We couldn't agree we wanted to name him after the people we lost, right? My grandfather, my dad, and her dad. So we couldn't agree on which one he was going to be named after.
Well, what were the names you had to choose from?
Well, my dad was also Fred.
Okay. Good call not doing that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't do that to him.
Why my kid, because I'm a junior, and we considered making him a third, but I was like, I don't want to do that to my kid.
Although AJ3 sounds cool.
Yeah.
But my ex's father was named Willard, so we weren't going to do that.
It sounds like an old person name.
Yeah, and I always think of that rat movie from that. And then my grandfather was Harry. So what we decided was, because we couldn't agree, he got all of them. So he's William Wesley Fred Fowler. The William is named for Willard, so he's Will.
Okay.
But he has four names.
But where's Harry?
Wesley was my grandfather's middle name.
Oh, okay.
I just thought that sounded cooler than Harry.
You should have named him Harry Willie.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to. Listen, he was going to get picked on no matter what.
Yeah, Harry Willie.
He's my kid, so he's going to get picked on. But, ooh, Art Aluminum, that works.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Somebody says Art Vandelay.
That's some Seinfeld.
No, we don't want that. Although Art Mandelay.
What about Art Diamond?
Ooh.
Ooh. Now I sound like a record producer.
Now you sound like you could be an Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler.
Or what about Artie Diamond?
Artie?
What about Artie Gold? And just try and steal some of Artie Gold's thunder.
Art Belcher.
Yeah, I'll say, hey, it's me, Artie Gold. And people go, is that Artie Gold? And I'll go, yeah, Artie Gold. But, you know, maybe so.
Art Belcher.
That's good. That's actually pretty good.
That's really good. Max Falcon and Art Belcher with the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Not bad. Slappy, you got one?
All right, I got two. I got a little short story, though, man.
No, we don't have time for a story.
Okay, not time for a story.
No,
okay,
we gotta go to break. One.
Okay, A Jizzle and a Hizzle for Shizzle, or you could go AJ Sex Drive.
Oh, that's good. My wife would probably like AJ Sex Drive better than Chocolate Braveheart.
Ooh, AJ Blanco.
Yeah.
All right.
AJ Rojo.
Rojo.
No, I don't like that either. I got to maybe
we'd have to put up a wall in the studio.
Yeah, we could maybe come up with a Spanish color. I just got to decide which one it'll be.
Verde. Isn't that green?
Yeah. I mean, Verde AJ sauce Verde. is delicious.
Well, you're German, right?
Yes.
I like AJ Alemania.
No, I don't listen. I'm not looking to accentuate the German side of me right now.
We'll go Spanish, and then we'll have somebody from the lower part of North America. I'll be the United States, and we got a Canadian.
That's true.
Okay.
And we're covering all three.
Ooh, I could be Arturo.
Hey, North America.
Arturo Verde.
We rule North America
Arturo
this way.
Arturo Verde.
I like that.
Verde.
You got that down. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. What was Max's last name in Jackie Brown? You remember?
I don't offhand.
Yeah, it was something kind of cool. But he was...
Could you do Max Payne?
No, that's been done.
That's taken, yeah. Huh?
So is Major Payne. I like Max
Cherry.
Max Cherry, okay. Not as cool as Max Falcon. Sorry. Somebody says AJ Amarillo or Amarillo.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's really good.
That's pretty good.
Great. Now I've got Amarillo by Morning going through my head. That's one of those, like, all those country songs, like, I don't even know who sings that, but I know every word of it.
George Strait.
That's George Strait. Okay.
Yeah, up from San Antone.
All right.
Everything that I got is just what I got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine.
I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free.
Lord, I'm free.
Amarillo by Morning.
Amarillo is where I'll be. Did you never? You were never a two-stepper, Fred?
No, not really. But you know, it's funny because, like, I know a lot of songs like that, but most of them I couldn't tell you who sings them. Like, I know George Strait. But
that's fair.
Because I
don't know who sings most country music songs. I happen to know that one.
But there's a lot. I mean, I like a lot of country songs, like, especially when people do them really well at karaoke. Because, I finally found out, I guess it was Carrie Underwood that does the song where he gets her car all scratched.
Right.
He cheats.
Evil bitch. Yeah. You don't do that. You don't do that.
The story of how that song got written was even better because I got to see the two guys who wrote it in Nashville when I lived there. And the whole story stemmed from a guy. He and his wife were eating breakfast and saw on the news a woman shot her husband for catching him cheating. And he just casually said to her, was like, "Hey, babe, what would you do if you caught me cheating?" And she listed, like, all the crap that's in the song. And he just like, "Oh, okay." And so he wrote it all down and went and sat his piano.
And then Buckcherry wrote the song Crazy Bitch about her. That's you may be on a record pace today, and you miss one off air. What a total
good
waste.
One.
All right, let's man. Everybody is everybody coming up with good ideas. So said Fred, you never been to Gilly's or Wild West? No, I've been to the Gilly's in Vegas. The Gilly's here was before my time, unless they reopened it or something. But yeah, I was a kid when it was a big deal. I've been to the one in Vegas. I think I've been to Wild West once, maybe, when in my gap between last wife and this wife.
Mind the gap.
I think I vaguely remember being there, but I drink a lot.
Chip, our beer friend, says in the movie Arthur, he's called the Playboy. Hmm. I don't think that's a great nickname for me.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Anyway, it's one thing I miss about going over to Beaumont is seeing our buddy Chip. I have a beer put away for you, Chip, just so you know. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, yesterday's gem was about a woman who got gored for getting too close to a bison. And I'm Team Bison in that one. And here's another one. I believe this. The death penalty should be in play for this person. Georgia authorities said Tuesday they've tracked down a man filmed on video slapping a friendly zebra at an animal safari.
Why would you slap a zebra?
Of course, that's
not wise.
No,
that's not a euphemism horrible. Either. Definitely not a euphemism. But apparently, they were doing a tour of Pine Mountain Wild Animal Safari, which is about 88 miles west of Macon, Georgia. So this guy filmed himself slapping the zebra in the face after he rolled the window down, and the animal put their head in the car to say hello. This is a friendly zebra, and you're slapping it. Hey, man, fuck that.
Would you slap a zebra if it bit you?
Well, if it was trying to bite me, yeah. But if it was just being friendly and was trying to be nuzzled, I'd pet the zebra. Not a euphemism.
Right.
Phrasing. I would pet the zebra.
I like to pet horses, but I'm always scared they're going to bite me. I don't know why, but I have an irrational fear.
Because some of them will.
Yeah, but like they don't look like they've got really sharp teeth.
Oh, you get bit by a horse, you'll feel it.
Yeah, I'm not
because
really
they have strong jaws.
I'm not scared to pet dogs, who I feel like are more likely to bite me than horses. But I'm always very nervous around horses. I don't know why. They're powerful beasts.
They are, and well, because some of them are they're like big dogs. Some of them are just the most gentle things in the world, and some of them are nuts. And we grew up around horses because my grandparents had a little farm, and there was one of them. She was just the sweetest horse in the world. And there was another one that she was in a bad mood. She'd try to bite you, even when you were feeding her. And of course, the nice one ran over me one time, and that was no fun getting run over by a horse. But and then being around them in the paddock all the time at Sam Houston, same thing. You know, most of those are pretty geared up, especially quarter horses. But yeah, if they're a mess. Anyway, to the guy who slapped the zebra, I hope you go to prison, and I hope you get slapped quite a bit from behind before your death penalty. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
I think slapping the zebra may be my new euphemism. 713-780-3776. Hey, did you see your buddy, the Golden State Killer, got sentenced?
I did see that, and he said that he had like an alter ego that overpowered him.
Yeah, wasn't that the OJ defense sort of in the in his book? Like,
if I did it,
there was the person next to him, yeah, that he couldn't control. But this guy got away with it for a long ass time. He pled guilty to 26 charges, 13 counts of first degree murder, 13 counts of kidnapping. He also, I don't remember the final number on rapes, but it was 50.
Oof.
50 rapes in all his. And this guy, now, all right, not that you would ever be a killer, okay? Or, but if you could.
I'm against killing.
But if you could live your entire life and not get caught until right here at the end when you're about to die and would have gotten away with it for all this time, would you trade that? Because this guy's not going to live long. I don't know if you've seen him, but he's
in bad
shape.
He's rough, yeah. Yeah.
And he wasn't arrested until April of 2018.
Well, that's like that BTK killer who was, he'd like did all his murdering and raping in like the 70s, 80s.
Yeah, and that's what this guy did.
And then he didn't get caught, I want to say, until like 2000, mid-2000s.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
this guy committed all of his crimes from 1975 to 1986. So in 1986, did the voice in his head just go away?
I don't know. He said he defeated him. I want to know, like, how come some serial killers get super famous and some don't?
Well,
because this guy did a lot of killing.
Yeah.
And he wasn't all that famous.
And it was California where, well, I don't know. California, you've got to really be good to be famous.
Like, think about the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, who is, he's in San Quentin now. Or no, I guess he's dead now. But he was in San Quentin, but he was always like, I can remember like on the news seeing about it when I was like a kid, a baby, damn near. He was like a big deal and people were actually scared of him. And he was only around, like he was only doing his killing for like 2 years.
Well, this is part of the problem is that the names they give these guys, especially in California. So, said, before being attributed to a single perpetrator through research in DNA, many crimes committed by the Golden State Killer were tied to a host of other names, including the Visalia Ransacker, the East Area Rapist, the East Bay Rapist, the Diamond Knot Killer, the Original Night Stalker, and possibly the Cordova Cat Burglar.
Man.
Why are you putting this on the Cordova cat burglar? Cat burglar, not a murderer and racist. Yeah, he's just a cat burglar. See, like, I think a cat burglar's sexy. That's kind of a cool job. Rapist, no. If you got rapist at the end of your name, that's bad. East Bay, East Area.
What's even worse is the East Bay cat rapist.
Well, that is terrible.
That's the worst.
But the Visalia Ransacker? This is a real name that they gave a criminal? I want the job of naming the criminals if this is what they're going to do. And the original Night Stalker? What do you mean? So basically, there was a Night Stalker.
The original East Bay cat rapist.
Well,
actually, the Cat Bay rapist, or East Bay cat rapist, a lot of his crimes were attributed to the original East Bay but cat rapist.
Did he steal the cat before he raped it?
He ransacked it.
Okay. Let's take a break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
Blue and red rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.